When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hey, morning, Magic on Magic 106.7. We've been talking all morning about this device that somebody thought of for servers to quietly and discreetly pass to people at the bar, customers who perhaps...
Had a little too much.
Time for them to go home. We thought we would talk to the guy who knows all things about hospitality, owner of Buttermilk and Bourbon, Citrus and Salt, Nash Bar. He's on Hell's Kitchen. He's a best-selling author. He does it all. Jason Santos, good morning. How you doing, man?
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing well. Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year to you guys as well.
Yeah, Jason, we got talking about this because David's doing Dry January, and we saw this online, you know, that if people over imbibe, you know, there's different ways of dealing with it. And we wanted to ask you, what do you do when that happens in one of your restaurants? And do you train your bartenders so that everybody's dealing with it the same way?
Yeah, I mean, we like to choke them out and just drag them out the front door. No, I'm just kidding.
I was not expecting that. I was kidding. Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you the funny thing about it is it happens so infrequently that I don't even necessarily have a protocol because I run respectable restaurants. I mean, the last person I threw out was Kendra, but other than her...
Well, that's understandable.
It really doesn't happen. It has happened, of course. And then generally what I find is the people that are overserved, you know, usually come in because we are very strict about overserving, making sure people are sober enough or responsible enough. So it doesn't happen, you know, like I said, very infrequently. But if we do... We're very polite about it. You know, you give what you get if the guest is polite. And most of the time, they're slightly embarrassed over it, and they don't realize it. So it's usually a non-incident. I think generally if you go to a pub or a bar where you're serving till 2 a.m., I think that's where that incident probably happens much more than you would think. But in a restaurant where, you know, we close 11 o'clock at night, it's not. But I think it's actually a pretty smart idea and very respectful. And I think, you know, a lot of people, they don't realize that they're, you know, intoxicated. And when the more you drink, the more you don't care, I guess, you know?
Yeah. Right. What's a customer after all? It's a client. Obviously, you want to preserve that if you possibly can, I suppose. And if you suddenly, you know, elevate things and amplify everything and make it ramp up, it's not likely that they're going to want to come back.
Yeah. I mean, I think generally if you are drinking too much and you're called out like that, I think, you know, you're slightly embarrassed and maybe become combative or something like that. But I think if you're just smart about it and your staff is trained enough, it really is a non-issue.
Yeah. I had just one question for you, Jason. Is there a drink per minute rule? Because I feel like I was at a place once where they said we can only do one drink like every 30 minutes.
Asked for one after 2 minutes?
Well, I might have sucked down my wine a little quickly. And is there a rule for that or a general rule? For drink per hour?
I've never heard of that. I mean, I think generally, you know, there's a system in place called TIPS where staff get certified how to properly serve alcohol. Mm-hmm. So you're taught, you know, how your body processes the alcohol and stuff like that. But, you know, like they say, buzz driving is still drunk driving. So, I mean, one or two drinks and you're generally over that limit. So I think just the smart thing to do is to have someone, you know, who's not drinking, who's doing Dry January. I mean, love to hang out with Dave in the month of January. You could just drive me around.
I know.
I'm getting a little bit of that. Yeah, I'm getting a little bit of that. And I think the thing you were referring to is called the Kendra rule.
Maybe it was.
Hey, what's going on at the restaurant?
Nice chaperone.
You got a couple of things going on at both Buttermilk and Bourbon.
Next up on the 28th, we're doing this muscle-free dinner, which is super exciting. All-you-can-eat French fries, three different courses. We're almost sold out, actually. I think we have about 11 or 12 tickets left. So get them on the website. But, you know, the course of the winter, historically, it's slightly slower in the winter. January, everybody's got bills and stuff. So we try to create really fun events to drive some business in and just give people a good time.
Yeah.
French fries? That is comfort food. I love that.
Yes, the best.
Good stuff. Hey, great talking to you, Jason. Thanks for checking in with us, keeping us honest on dry January and all things hospitality. Really, really appreciate it.
Awesome, guys. Thanks so much for having me.